Hey guys, it's Mohammed from the Berkeley Critics Club. Today I'm joined by
Matt and Daniel.
And today we're doing a spoiler-free review slash discussion on Avengers Endgame.
I liked it a lot.
I liked Avengers Endgame. Thought it was a pretty good film.
I really enjoyed Avengers Endgame, but the one thing I would say is, as a standalone movie, Infinity War was much more better than Endgame, but Endgame as a cumulative film of all of these 22 movies is good.
Yeah.
If you guys understand your choice.
I'd say Endgame, definitely, like, just this movie, it's so unique in the way that, like, it relies on seeing all these other movies, because, like, it's definitely a movie for the fans, and, like, there are just so many, like, little references in it where it's, like, if you've been following along, it rewards you, like, in a way that just is, like, really exciting.
Yeah.
To where Infinity War is, like, I think it was more of a, like, with the impact it had, with, like, just culturally, I don't know, like, pop culture, I think it was a lot more accessible to, like, people that had maybe just seen or heard of these movies, and, like, they can hop into Infinity War, and it was just, like, action-packed, like, you know, like, comedic, like, and, it, you know, it was just something that, like, a more mainstream audience could be excited about.
Yeah,
I think Endgame, it was, like, while it wasn't the tightest film, its achievements cannot be understated. Like, I don't think it can be, like, kind of, like, quantified into a way of just saying, like, its achievements. You can't just be like, oh yeah, it's a good film because of this or because of that. It's kind of like in its almost its own tier.
Yes.
Because it has all this underlying factors that just have to go into this, and just the fact that they were able to pull it off and give 22 movies a satisfying ending. Yeah. At least ending for now, is just a feat of his own.
Yeah, I agree.
It's less of a conventional good film, but yeah, you have to take everything else into account, and when you do that, it is very impressive.
Yeah. One thing about Avengers Endgame is, before you watch it, you need to understand that Infinity War was filmed with the perspective of Thanos, and this film is filmed through the perspective of the original six Avengers.
Mm-hmm.
So it's its own separate Avengers film, and the narrative is completely different. The one thing about this movie I would say is that it has a really unorthodox timeline or pacing.
Yeah, I agree. The pacing in this film is definitely, it's definitely not consistent. But I think with Infinity War, that film's pacing was just so consistent in the way, like, hopping back between all the characters and, like, all the different storylines and just, like, the general, like, you know, story narrative pacing of the film. Like, I thought it was really good. And, again, I guess, like, accessible to people. Like, there weren't really boring parts of that movie.
Yeah.
But, yeah. And then this game, or this movie, I'd say about the first act, well, like, a fan of myself, the first act is, like, was really good for me, and like, it got me really excited for everything else in the movie, because it does a lot more, like, world building and stuff, and just kind of, like, you know, slower pacing, to where one of my friends who had not kept up with the Marvel movie, he just, like, I talked to him about it, and he just disregarded the first act as, like, saying nothing happened.
I mean, I understand that. I consider myself a big fan, but I was a bit tired in the first act, because I knew how much I had left, like, how much we had left to go, and I was just like, this is kind of dragging a tiny bit. I mean, I still enjoyed it thoroughly, but I would say the first act is kind of slow to weak, and then the second act, it's picking up, but it just seemed really kind of inconsistent for me there, because I was interested in some of the storylines in act two, and the other ones it kind of slowed down. But then Act 3 is where it obviously picked up. And I don't know if we want to get to Act 3 just yet, but that was, I think, everybody's highlight of the movie.
Yeah.
No,
definitely. A lot of fans, from what I've seen so far, they really didn't seem to enjoy Act 1. But I feel like, as a fan, you understand that Act 1 was extremely crucial for character development. That's where, you know, you see the aftermath of Infinity War, you know, you're going to see these characters that are broken down and, you know, what their life is. And then, you know, from there, you move on to Act 2 where the story starts to pick up in terms of what it's supposed to do. And then third act is where, you know, you get everything that you've ever wanted, plus you get things that you've never expected to happen before.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, I guess that's how you break it down.
Yeah, I'd say. Yeah. The first act, while it was a bit slow and I think one of the weakest parts of the movie, you still can't have this without the first act.
Yeah.
It's an integral part of the story.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it does lay the groundwork for the rest of the movie to allow the greatness of Act 3 to happen.
Yeah, because essentially the part of Act 1 is just, you know, to build emotion and trying to empathize with the characters. And that plays a really, really big role in Act 2 and Act 3 because there's a lot of big things that happen to certain characters.
Mm-hmm, definitely. There's a lot of character changes that you are just thrust into.
Yeah.
Because there's no explanation, pretty much. It's just you see them, and then all of a sudden they are completely different than how you last saw them. And it's interesting going through that transition to see how Infinity War really messed with them.
Yeah.
I mean, I honestly think they could have definitely shortened Act 1, like, a bunch. And, like, that's probably where that, like, extra hour of this movie comes in. But, I mean, I just don't think they did because, you know, again, this is, like, it feels like such a fan movie to where, like, that all the stuff that happens in Act 1 with the characters is, like, to a mainstream audience, it might not be, like, it might not click as much, but to all these fans, like, every, like, line is, like, just so, like, a lot of it is just really meaningful. Like, you understand what they're talking about, and it's, like, it's just, like, you know, important to a lot of the fans.
Mm-hmm.
Where, again, they could have shortened it to just be like, oh, these are where these characters are, and, like, let's start going to what Act 2, like, you know, what's happening in Act 2. But I'm glad they took their time on it more, felt more real.
I feel like one of the biggest accomplishments for this film was that this is probably the most human we've ever seen these Avengers.
Yeah, and mm-hmm. I think that's what Act 1 is focusing on, definitely.
There was a real sense of loss amongst all the characters, and, you know, we saw some characters a bit more emotionally messed up than others.
Yeah.
You know, this is the first time we get to see these characters completely broken down, rock bottom, and some of them are trying their best to, you know,
mm-hmm.
get up the ladder and be who they were, or, you know, come back to a normal emotional state, whereas others are just completely broken and they're rock bottom and they're not even trying to, you know, get back up.
I think for some characters in particular, like the ones who haven't gotten, like, solo films or, like, larger parts maybe in past movies, they get to shine a little bit more here.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Yeah, they kind of get their... They get their moments. Yeah, they get their moments, they get their, like, arcs kind of finished, and so I think that movie does a really good job of just capping off, like, not only the story, but a lot of these characters that we might not see as much of going into the future.
Yeah.
When you come into the third act of the film, there is real sense of danger, because, you know, we know these characters are coming to an end. Mm-hmm. Their contracts are up.
There's a real sense of stakes. For me, for the first time in a Marvel movie where I was actually worried that this character might die.
Yeah, there were moments, like small moments, where I was like, oh.
Is this it?
Yeah, like, and that, because a lot of these characters, like, when I expect from, like, a film like this is, like, if a character is going to die, it's going to, like, be big, it's going to be meaningful, you know? But then... There are, like, also, like, some moments where I'm just, like, did that character just die?
That happened once or twice.
From, like...
Something would happen, I'd just be, like,
So I think this movie, like, did a good job at, like, not only being, like... Because I think people were definitely aware, like, some of these characters are, like, gonna die.
Mm-hmm.
Just because, like, real-life stuff, contracts. But I think this movie did a good job at, like, keeping it, like, not obvious... when like when in the movie or like how in the movie, you know, or like if even, you know. Yeah.
I think that's one of the reasons why I was so engrossed in the third act.
Yeah.
It's because there was so much tension. It was palpable. I had no clue who was going to make it out.
Yeah. Yeah.
The third act, it gives you things that you've always wanted, but it also gives you things that you never knew that you needed.
Yeah. Third act, it's really good. I just think, like, it's definitely takes a lot just from the comics again. But it does a good job at mixing like comic references and just like excitement with these characters throughout the film, and just like meshing that into like just a really satisfying kind of last like 30 minutes of the film.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It definitely has its moments of fan service, but I feel like it's earned.
Yeah.
Because some of the moments they've teased them over across movies, and some of them it's been something that's from the comics that everybody wants to see.
Yeah, it's what makes this movie so difficult to judge on its own, to review on its own, like
because there's just so much material behind it.
Yeah,
that this feels like even with Infinity War, you could judge that movie as a standalone.
Yeah,
but this one, it is solely built on all of the movies behind it.
Yeah, and I think this movie, more than Infinity War, has a lot more like character shining moments. And then, like, when you see these moments, like, they're so impactful because, like, you've been following this character for, like, the last 10 years through the last, like, 4 or 5 movies they've been in. And when you see them, like, do, you know, whatever shining moment they have, like, it just means so much more. Whereas, like, Infinity War, I feel like there weren't as many moments where, like, a character did something and it was, like, really, like, meaningful, you know? Like, it was cool. And, like, there were, like, you know, comedic, like, cool, like, fun references. This movie, it gives, like, a lot more impact with their characters.
Gives it weight.
Yeah.
Going into some of the dislikes of the movie, without giving context or spoilers, I feel like it has some messy storytelling / plot holes.
Yeah, definitely.
Some of that in part with the time-traveling sequences in the film.
Yeah.
Other parts just, you know, the characters themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, well, with time travel, it's a can of worms. You're always bound to get some kind of plot hole or some inconsistency.
Yeah.
So with that, I just brushed by it. I'm like, okay.
Yeah. And I think this movie definitely does as best as it can with that. And maybe there's like a couple points where like I feel like it just did abandon kind of its own rules. And maybe it could have been, like, executed a little better. But, you know, I guess I don't mind as much just because, like, all the moments with time travel, like, made it cool. I don't know, maybe that's not a great reason, just because, like, it's a fanboy thing, but...
Another issue with the movie I had was, although the Russo brothers did a great job in, you know, making some characters, you know, much more significant than the previous movies, there were some characters I felt like that were really underutilized.
Yeah, I agree. There were definitely character choices too that like I wasn't crazy about. And you know, it's like it has some of these character choices have kind of gone back on, I think, like what we've seen in other movies, and like I think that's like really apparent. So I'm curious to see like where some of those go moving forward, if they're like going to go back to how it was before this movie or stay with it, or what they're going to do. I definitely agree saying some characters were underutilized.
Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah,
some of these characters didn't get a lot of screen time, but I guess that kind of takes that the fact this movie really like takes a role to like focus on the original 6 Avengers.
Yeah, I did like how the difference of the character arcs from, like, how each character kind of had a different reaction to Infinity War.
Yeah.
Like, everybody was heavily impacted. A lot of them had changed their ways. With most of them, they regressed. Some of them, they regressed their character arcs. But there are a few who grew from the event, which I did enjoy, because I didn't expect that.
I expected everybody just be like all doom and gloom, which was very present in the movie. But there were a couple of characters who actually, came out of that event a bit for the better.
Yeah. Like, this movie made me like Nebula a lot more than I have in the past.
Yeah, Nebula gets a...
Guardians 1, where, she seemed, really flat. And then 2, where, she...
We started developing her
a bit more. Yeah, and this movie really, does it. And, Infinity War, though, I felt like she was, again, not much. She, was barely in that movie. Not much of a role.
Honestly, if you told me she was in that, I would have...
Yeah,
I know she was in it, but I pretty much forgot she was not a big part of it. The Guardians, all the Guardians were pretty much.
Yeah, I was surprised when she survived the snap, and I was kind of curious to why they chose her and stuff. And I was kind of doubtful. I was all right, I wonder what this character is gonna do in this movie. But I really liked her character in this movie. They really did a good job with her.
Yeah, she was one of the characters who finally got her time.
Yeah, so I'm excited to see the future of her character now.
Yeah, me too.
Another thing I really didn't like about this movie was some of the scene selections. And I felt like throughout the movie, there were some scenes where, you'd have an extremely dramatic event take place, and right after that, you're greeted with forced humor. And it really takes away from the audience being able to fully go through the emotions of the previous scene that happened.
Yeah. I think that also goes in line with just the pacing,
I think it's just a Marvel problem. They use a lot of, I think it's called pathos. They just always undercut a lot of drama with emotion because it's safer to play it that way.
I agree with that criticism. That's what I think. Kind of with Infinity War, a lot of the lines, a lot of the comedic lines were just so hit or miss. Sometimes they were just really well timed and good, but a lot of it felt really forced and just not funny to me.
Well, even in Infinity War, most of the lines, even though they were a hit or miss, they took place before a dramatic event.
Mm.
Where something serious happens, but in this movie, you have something serious happens, you have a major loss or something, and then right after that, you're greeted with some forced comedy.
Throughout this whole movie, there's a huge weight hanging over the whole film.
Yeah.
And there's hey, you remember when a bunch of people died? Half the universe?
Yeah.
That's ever present, so I get that criticism, because there should be a bit less lightheartedness in it. It is definitely, to me, at least more lighthearted than Infinity War.
Yeah.
Because they've had time to cope, at least.
Yeah, I agree. And I think that's, again, going to the first act, first act for this movie just felt so weird.
Yeah, because I was watching the first act was lighthearted, but the second was kind of a bit more serious, and then the third was definitely heavy.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of weird to go from Infinity War, which was heavy, and then
watching
Act 2 is also getting back into the grit, but Act 1 is just we're still here.
Again, coming off Infinity War, exactly, it was really heavy, and then Act 1, it was just such a weird experience watching, because I was enjoying it, but it just felt
odd.
Yeah.
Throughout Act 1, I was okay, we've got 3 hours, let's go, I don't want to waste too much time, let's get to real meat. Other than that, there's really no complaints. Let's go to characters.
Okay.
There's some characters, I feel like there's some really, really good characters in this film. Some characters, that were given, a shine that they've never received before in their previous movies. We talked about Nebula. I feel like Nebula was extremely good in this movie. There's more liking towards her, the audience can definitely grow in terms of how they feel about her. Another character I really enjoyed in this film was Paul Rudd.
Yes, I think some of the best acting in the whole
movie. Yeah,
it really does, which kind of surprised me, because I think Paul Rudd is has a really good comedic timing. I think he's a really funny actor. And I haven't seen him much do more serious dramatic acting. But I think he really pulled it off in this.
Oh movie. Yeah. I'm a big fan of that guy.
And so, I love Paul Rudd.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was great in this movie. I'm very happy that he got a lot to do in this film.
Yeah. Me too. I'm glad they saved him for this film, because he felt useful in this movie too. His powers, his abilities felt, and his whole role was actually.
Yeah, he was kind of crucial. I don't want to give too much away, but he's kind of what gets the whole ball rolling.
Yeah.
Plot.
Yeah.
So
Like, he, Paul Rudd's known for, you know, his comedic role in the MCU, but in this film, you know, you get to see the comedic role, but you also get to see a serious side to him.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's one of the best serious characters we get to see in the film.
Yeah, I like the Ant-Man movies a lot myself. I know, like, they're not the most popular Marvel films. I think, like, they're just such... They're, like, smaller stories.
Yeah, they're side characters.
Yeah, like, side characters. Maybe, like, some people still, like, look at Ant-Man as kind of, like, a joke superhero. Yeah. But what I will say about Paul Rudd in this movie and in, like, Civil War, I just, like, he's just... Ant-Man, like, the character he plays is, like, really good with interacting with the other, like, superheroes. Like, just every interaction they have just clicks so well to me.
I think it's because he's kind of, he embodies the audience aspect.
Yeah, we're just so amazed.
He's still kind of going, like, oh, my God.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, because he's like, how am I here? How am I a superhero?
Yeah, he's like, one of the most humble heroes. He doesn't think he belongs up there, but he's
somehow up there.
Yeah,
so he's just grateful about it.
Yeah, his whole dynamic about it is just, like, he's still kind of awestruck with all of them.
I like that a lot. Yeah, no, I think it's, like, they feel so real. They feel so, like... good too.
I feel like another character that was good, okay, I'm gonna first say this, obviously Captain America, Chris Evans and Robert Downey Jr. did an extremely good job. That's pretty much expected. Yeah. And then they've always delivered everything.
Yeah,
but we're gonna go back down. Chris Hemsworth, his character choices in this movie may be a little controversial amongst some of the audience members.
Yeah,
but the role he played in this movie, I felt like he did a great job, because I think if you see this from a mental health view, this movie does something that not many previous MCU movies have done. You know, you get to actually see someone struggling with their mental health in this film.
Yeah.
Some people might think it was a regression from where he was in Ragnarok or Infinity War.
Yeah.
I personally liked it.
Yeah.
I thought it was an interesting take, and it's something we definitely have not seen before.
Yeah,
I agree for most of that. Like, I do like how this movie, like, really showed how Thor was just disappointed in himself when he, like, you know, he had that opportunity to kill Thanos in Infinity War, and he, like, missed by just, like, a second, you know?
Yeah.
So I think it's, like, really real. It's, like, yeah, it's very, like, real that the movie just didn't ignore the fact that he, like, that it kind of relied on him a lot. And,
yeah,
you know, he's definitely, like, trying to cope with that. He feels horrible about it.
He feels responsible.
Yeah, he does.
He had the chance to take out Thanos.
Yeah.
On the other hand, I feel like a lot, like, just some little character choices with Thor just kind of feel like they undid a lot of, like, his character about building Ragnarok.
Yeah.
Like, again, without, like, saying much, like, just side things that don't include, like, his grieving and stuff. Like, choices he makes later in the films, and just, like, you know, little things about his character. Feels like they did do, at least to me, like, a lot of backtracking with him.
Yeah.
So again, I'm curious to see in the future, like, what's gonna happen. But
recently, Brie Larson has been a hot topic amongst a lot of the audience and fans of the MCU. In this movie, she's barely utilized, but she's utilized in a way where I really don't have an issue.
Yeah, I do not either.
Yeah, I liked her role in this film. I think when she, like, enters. And, you know, enters the film and kind of, like, all the parts she's in the film, I think, are good, I guess, to say the least. I'm trying to, like, think of how to not, like, say a bunch, you know, like, spoil a lot of it.
I was
going to
say, like, I appreciate how she wasn't kind of, like, the end all in the movie.
Yeah.
It wasn't just up to her.
Yeah.
It was a team effort. It was a team effort with all the Avengers. And it wasn't just, like, oh, now we have Captain Marvel, we can do it, which is what I think a lot of people were afraid of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just, I'm hoping, you know, towards the future of the MCU and in Phase 4, even though her portrayal in this film was good, I just hope she gets a ton more character building, because I feel like there's a lot of improvement to be done with that character.
Yeah, I agree. I'm not sure about her character. I liked her in Captain Marvel.
Well, I heard that, so I think Captain Marvel was filmed after after Endgame.
Yeah.
So that was the chance to improve upon the character.
Oh, really?
It was then that she was like, oh, this is some things that we did wrong in Endgame. This is what we could possibly fix.
I guess, yeah. Well, maybe, because now thinking about it, like, her character didn't have much, didn't have much of a chance to shine.
It's a very plain character.
No, I agree. And it's like, yeah, so I think her origin story and, like, kind of looking back at that kind of give her more weight. So I'm curious to see, like, how they treat her in the future. She does seem like her, like, she just seems a little flat right now, if I'm being honest, like, with her personality, because, like, her origin story is, like, interesting, and especially, like, I think all, like, her circumstances she goes through in that film, like, is interesting, and, like, she's gone through a lot. I just think she, and I mean, maybe this is, like, an active choice, because she is, like, this all-powerful character. She's got, like, a lot of, you know, she doesn't show any of it. She's just very, like, I'm the strongest, and, you know, like, she doesn't show any, like, that she struggled in the past. And again, maybe that's done on purpose to show, like, how strong she is. But I think ultimately it leaves her, like, a little bit just with more, like, character to be desired.
Yeah. Well, recapping the whole thing, Avengers Endgame is a good movie. It does service to the fans. It does lack some explanation to do. There's some explanation needed. There's some plot holes, but that's expected with every time travel movie.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, it does what it does, and it gives the fans what they've always wanted and things they never knew they needed. But then that, there's a great movie. I feel like it's going to go down in cinematic history as, you know, one of the most ambitious movies ever.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, as a recording, it's at the $1.2 billion mark already. For that was only for opening weekend as well, I think. So it's probably doing more.
Yeah, this is what, day five?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's projected to reach around $2.5 to $3 billion.
Jeez.
Yeah. Yeah. Great movie. Mm-hmm. Don't focus too much on the science stuff. You know, just let it ride through, and you'll enjoy it much more. Enjoy the
ride. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't think too much about it.
Yeah. Other than that,
you're gonna get confused.
Yeah. Other than that, just it's a really great movie. I hope you guys enjoy it. Thank you for listening to our podcast, and I hope you guys have a nice day.